Mark, to each rope, and use two ropes to, as your safety. The plan tomorrow is to wake up and leave for the summit at 2 a.m. with the hopes of getting back to Camp 2 in time to move down to Camp 1, because there probably won't be room for everybody if we all stay in Camp 2. Camp 2 is fine. It's as expected, but it's tolerable after the initial shock. And everybody is feeling pretty good, actually. We had a nice rest this afternoon, and I think people are feeling fired up for the summit. Over.
Seth, how many hours did you end up taking for the section today? Over.
4 hours total, Andrew.
And we were watching you moving along the ridge, the snow, and some of the first steep rock sections. Do I understand correctly that you used a combination of Jumar and ascending techniques? And what advice comes out of that? Over.
I felt that I was most dependent on the fixed ropes in the snow sections because it's terrain that you would typically want crampons and ice axes. So on those, I was pulling on the Jumars quite a bit more. The rock sections, you know, you could kind of try and challenge yourself by climbing them or just use your Jumar. There are some sections where the rope is essentially horizontal, including some areas that have to be hand traversed holding onto the rope. And for those, it does not make sense to attach your ascender, just clip two tethers with locking carabiners to the rope. Over.
And in terms of traction, were you fine in boots or would crampons be best for the section tomorrow? Over.
I would not recommend putting on crampons because there's too much snow to rock snow. It changes too much. And with the security of the fixed line, it's unnecessary.